Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. We'd love to hear your thoughts about the show. Our email address, indianaweekend@gmail.com. I'm John Strauss. Thanks for tuning in today. It's starting to feel a bit more like spring, isn't it? And if the season isn't exactly here yet, well, we know it's not far away now. That means enjoying the outdoors a bit more, the walks, the fresh air, the chance to get out of the house. People with dogs will be walking with them. And people without dogs, well, now you can get kind of a loner dog, if you will, on Saturday mornings at the Muncie Animal Shelter. They're looking for volunteers to walk the dogs on Saturday mornings to get them out in the fresh air. We stopped by the shelter for a visit the other day. Just as an adoption was wrapping up, Sarah was walking out the front door with her new dog.
My name is Sarah House, and this is Loco. He belonged to a friend of ours, mine and my husband's, and they recently moved and couldn't take him with them, and I just couldn't stand the thought of him being in the pound. So I had babysat him before when they'd go out of town, and I just love him, so I had to come get him.
What kind of dog is Loco?
He is a Doberman.
He's a pretty big guy,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's very tall.
Now, how did you get to know? You babysat him and everything?
Yeah.
And your friends were moving, and they had to give him up?
Yeah.
And they told you about that?
Yeah, they moved from a house with a big yard to an apartment, so they couldn't take this big old dog to a little apartment.
Tell me about why you like dogs.
I love animals in general. It doesn't necessarily have to be a dog, but I do already have one dog. They're just special. They're sweet. They are. A person's best friend. They're loyal and they just make your life full of happiness.
So. How do you know how to? Because I have had friends ask this. How do you know how to pick out a dog? How do you know if you're going to get along with a dog?
You know, I picked out my other dog from the Portland pound and I just knew. Just as soon as I saw him, you just had that instant connection. And it's just the same thing with Loco. Every time I go over and visit, he just loves me and I love him. So.
How are Doberman pitchers? Are they any different from other kinds of dogs?
I don't think so. I really, some breeds do have a tendency to do different things, but I believe that if you love them and you raise them right, they'll be nice to you no matter what. So,
what are you guys going to do when you get home? What are you going to do with Loco when you get him home?
We're going to introduce him to the other dog and see if they get along.
Thanks and have a good time.
Thank you. Yes. Bye.
Okay, as you can hear, back in the kennel area, and there's about two dogs for each kennel. It's deafening. The dogs are wagging their tails.
My name is Sean Hayes. I'm an animal control officer, but my main job here at the shelter is a kennel tech. So what I do is I clean the kennels and I give them food and water, make sure they have blankets and toys and treats, and just give them some love. So that's my main job here. I've always been a dog lover. I've always wanted to work in the animal field. Previous to working here, I worked at Muncie ARF for about 6 months, and that's how I got the job here. This is Shirley. She's a 3-year-old pit mix. She's been here for about a month. When she first came in, she was a stray. She was real skinny, skin and bones. She actually had just given puppies. She couldn't take care of them because she was so skinny, so we adopted the puppies out, and she's still here with us, so she's a really sweet dog.
How do you know what's the right dog for people? You know, I was just talking with the lady who had the Doberman there, and she said, well, you just know. I mean, you...
Yeah, it's kind of like a gut instinct, you know? The more time you spend with the dog, you know, they'll show you love and affection. It's just pretty much just the gut instinct, you know? Like, this is the dog for me. When I got my dogs, you know, I just had to take one look at them, and I was like, that's my dog. So that's pretty much it.
Now, how do you know if they're going to be a real barky dog? Or nervous, or what? How do you?
Well, what I like to tell people when they come in and looking to adopt an animal, I like for them to spend time with them, take them out here, just see how their temperament is. And if, you know, they're not barking and if they're not aggressive, then most times they, you know, they'll do fine at home. So,
like Shirley here just seems curious. She's just kind of looking around. She doesn't look anxious.
No, she's not. She's a very well-behaved dog, very mild temperament. she just wants some attention. You know, that's all the dogs want here is a little bit of attention. And we try, the shelter employees, we really try to give them as much as we can, but unfortunately we're so busy, so it's hard to. And that's why we need volunteers to come in, walk them, show them some love, just so when they do get adopted, they're more socialized and they just do better.
There's a friendship that you develop.
Right.
Tell me about your best friendship.
Well, I have four myself. I have four Chinese Shar Pei's, and I love them to death. They're all my buddies. They're kind of like your kids. And unfortunately, a couple weeks ago, I had to put one of mine down because she was really sick. It was the saddest thing I probably had ever to go through. It was like losing a family member. But, you know, they don't talk back to you. They just want to love you. You know, they don't care what you look like.
Folks who've never had a dog before
right.
may not understand. It's not something you put on a shelf and...
Yeah, I mean, they're not, you know, they're not like presents. They're not, you know, like some inanimate object. They need all the attention and love, a child would, you know. They really depend on that love and affection. I mean, you have to treat this animal how you would want to be treated. I mean, they need food, they need shelter. I try to tell people, you know, put yourself in their place and how you would want to be treated.
If someone's thinking about a dog, the volunteer opportunity that you all have on Saturdays of walking the dogs sounds like a good way to meet some of these critters. And
yeah, it's an excellent opportunity. You know, even if you're not looking to adopt, we need all the help we can get. These dogs just want love and attention, some human interaction. And it really helps them. So when they do get adopted, they're better off, more socialized. You know, they tend to trust people when you give them, when they get more attention. It'll be a good first step for these animals.
That is Sean Hayes of the Muncie Animal Shelter. We also heard from Sarah House and her dog Loco, a Doberman Pinscher. We'll be back to Indiana Weekend in a few minutes. But first, here's a couple of friends of the station to tell you how your support makes our show and all your favorite IPR programs possible.